My name is Shanda Gunn. I'm the goaltender on the U.S. women's ice hockey team.
That was in fact the case when Shanda Gunn recorded this public service announcement many years ago, and so was this.
I also have epilepsy, but that hasn't stopped me.
Not from becoming an Olympian or a role model for countless others with epilepsy. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
It's uncomfortable whenever something is outside of your control.
That, says Shanda Gunn, is a lesson she learned at the age of 9 when she was diagnosed with epilepsy and told that she'd have to give up her dream of becoming a champion swimmer.
I wasn't allowed to go to swim practice anymore.
With the help of medication, Gunn got control over her epilepsy and began trying other sports until one day at a local ice rink, some hockey players were looking for a goalie.
I played, and the next thing I knew, I was on two teams.
Gunn quickly established herself as a gifted goaltender and wound up getting a scholarship to play college hockey. Alas, in her freshman year, a series of seizures left her sidelined.
I'd had my seizures under control for so long that I kind of put it on the back burner.
Not one to quit, Shanda worked her way back to the ice, where she would spend most of her time for many years, ultimately helping the U.S. women's hockey team win a bronze medal in the 2006 Olympics. Along the way, she became a spokesperson for the Epilepsy Foundation, realizing the opportunity she has to make a difference.
It is motivating to see people with epilepsy who have been successful.
To learn more about how Shanda Gunn is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.